Mayor Wilson, tell our listeners what your reaction is to the news of the teams moving to your home city there.
Well, you know, this is an exciting opportunity for our community. We have been working for decades to shape a different economic future for Potomac Yard and really use this property as an opportunity to diversify our revenues and build a stronger commercial tax base. And I think in a time where we are not building office buildings anymore, the way we diversify our tax base is by experiences, by the types of things that cannot be virtualized. And I think this is that opportunity for us. You know, we had planned 8 million square foot of development on this site. We've done that decades ago. And this is now an opportunity, actually a relatively small portion of that overall will be this arena, but it's going to catalyze so much more for the city. And so we are excited about this opportunity. We got a lot of work to do. You know, we have to engage with the community and work out plans around transportation and neighborhood protection, as well as making sure that everyone benefits from this investment in our community. But I think it's a really exciting opportunity for us as a city, and we'll work to shape this over the next months and years ahead.
Mayor, what do you tell the people that are concerned, that live in the Delray community, live around this area? What do you tell them about their concerns about how crowded it's going to get, how the roads are going to work? What is your response to them?
Well, first of all, I live in the Delray community as well, and I'm a short walk from this this site, and so I am certainly sensitive to the impacts on my neighborhood. And I think, as I said, we're going to engage with the community, ensure their voices are heard, and it will shape the ultimate final proposal that goes into effect on this site. But as I said, you know, I think we planned, and we've had master plans in place for a long time for a lot of a density on this site, and so I think everyone knew there was going to be a density on this site and extensive amounts of density and growth on this site. And so now it's an opportunity, now that this has become real, it's working to make sure that we protect our neighborhoods and ensure that what we love about Delray, what we love about the Lynn Haven and Hume Springs and all the neighborhoods around this area will be preserved even with you know, new economic growth in Potomac Yard.
Fans are so used to driving from Virginia, particularly from where you all are, to D.C. to see things. Do you think you'll have that energy coming back? Do you think you'll have the D.C. and the Maryland fans saying, yeah, we'll make this happen, we'll make the drive to Alexandria?
Absolutely. So first of all, this is just another part of the yellow line. Right now, the metro, or the current home is on the Gallery Place Metro, which I transfer through almost every single day. And this is a short yellow line ride away. And so this is a good home. It's very served by transit, both a brand new metro rail station, as well as a bus rapid transit system, the first bus rapid transit system in the region, as well as a lot of bus service. And we'll certainly work as we develop the transportation plan to make sure that we put all the facets in place to ensure that everyone can get to this site. We want to welcome people. That's part of this, is welcoming people from around the region to entertainment options in the city of Alexandria.
Did you ever think there would come a day where you possibly see a professional sports team in your area?
Certainly not something we envisioned, but we also didn't envision Virginia Tech. You know, we also didn't envision Amazon coming. We didn't envision a lot of the investment. I think the way this has happened is we've put the building blocks in place that help drive these kind of opportunities when they present themselves. You know, we built a metro station, we built bus rapid transit, we built the kind of infrastructure around sewers and et cetera in that area, designed to take advantage of economic opportunities. And this is certainly one of them.